That must have been a great game to play in today, Andy.
Great game to play in, but it nearly wasn't. I thought we'd done ever so well. Show great character, you know, a couple of times during the game, especially going one goal down. But, you know, there's a lot we can learn from that game today. As a team, from strikers to defenders, defensively, we need to sort of be better, be stronger. But, you know, as the manager said, and at the end of the game there, I think great character, because we've been a goal down there, we'll come back, and then towards the end there, for them to score late on, for us to come back again. So, pros and cons, and good things and bad things today.
It's all about winning at the end of the day, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we could say that there. Getting over the line there and getting the 3 points, and, you know, we're delighted. Good game for the neutrals. Very open. Glenavon, they're hard to play against. You know, they're physical and they like to go direct at times, and they've got quick and clever players. So we're glad to get the 3 points, but, you know, there's things we can work on there and things we can be happy about.
Your first goal was at a crucial time just before half time, but it was a great three ball by Kirk Miller, who got the man.
Sean Ward. Wardy came from deep. Great run. You know, Wardy's very good at that. He's quick and he's athletic. So, tip of the hat to Sean. He came through, brought defenders towards him and played me in, and was glad to be there to finish it.
Clinical finish, wasn't it?
Yeah. The gaffer's been working a lot on that with me in training. You know, the strikers, the minute get to do a lot of shooting and things like that. So, maybe put that down to that. But, you know, there's ones you miss, and thankfully that one went in.
Two good quick goals early in the second half, and Niall Quinn was supplying them for Kirk and for yourself to put us 3-1 ahead. He played well today, Niall Quinn, didn't he?
Yeah, I've said this before, I've never seen anybody with a better delivery than Niall Quinn. His left foot is a wand, and for a striker it's brilliant. He just whips balls in, and I sort of have a relationship with him now where I know where he's going and know when he opens up where it's going to be. And you know, as a striker it's great, like, it really is. And, you know, credit Niall to 2 goals, because myself and Kirk only had to be there and nearly just head off us to go in.
3-3, it's the sort of game last year we wouldn't have seen out, but, you know, up pops Mark Hockey with that late winner that sends everybody home happy. He's got this knack of scoring vital late winners, hasn't he?
He does, and that's what sort of underpinned the word character there. I think, you know, last year we would have seen that out draw, but we've come back there, we've taken the hit and we've scored, and Mark Hockey, he's a threat. He's a threat in the opposition box. But I think hats off to the big staff. He was outstanding today. I thought he was aggressive when he needed to be aggressive, and he won everything in the air. And you know, I thought he was brilliant today. And as you say, fair play to his partner there, Big Hawks, who rise up with the winner.
I think that's 15 goals for you in 15 games. It's not a bad return for the start of the season, is it?
Yeah, you know, I'm just thankful the last 2 years, early on in my Linfield career, I've been injured at the start of the season, so it's just good to touch wood, be fit and get game time. So, you know, I'm no mug. Like, I know when things are going for you, you score, and when things aren't going for you, you maybe go through a rut where you don't score. So I know I'll keep saying it. I'll just take it at the minute, and hopefully I can keep getting on the end of things. And when my goals do dry up, hopefully I can be still an effect for the team.
And another Player of the Year award this lunchtime, Cave Hill handed over an award today. It's a nice habit to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice, and, you know, I really appreciate it. And to be fair, all the supporters, clubs have been very supportive. And I got the one from the park last week, and
And then you got 4 goals, and then you get 4 goals, and you only get 2 goals.
I know. The park, I'm sort of saying that was their doing for the wee boost of confidence, and maybe in a way it was. So it's nice to get the awards, individual accolades, but I think it's the team ones that they'll really be looking for come towards the end of the year.
And it's one of the toughest games of the season next week, the way to Clifton.
Yeah, tough game. I sort of know what they're about. I know going again, I have to adjust their pitch. We've come up short in the past there. But again, all we can do is prepare and go there and have a game plan and try and take it to the next level, try and take our team to the next level and get a result there.
And now we've drawn Cliftonville at home in the County Antrim Shield. We'll be sick of the side of them over the next few weeks, probably, won't we?
Yeah, they're a good side. They'll be hard to beat. But, I mean, all we can ask for is a home draw, because we like playing here. And I feel we're a big threat here. So, home draw favours us, and they're ones you look forward to.
Great game today, great crowd. Everybody went home happy with a great result. So, enjoy your weekend, and let's come back next week and hopefully get a good result up at Solitude.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
There's a legend there. There's a legend.